T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
93.7 The Fan, time is 5:34. It's brought to you by Archie's on the South Side, the official chicken wing of The Fan. Dorn Dickerson headed to 100 Acres Manor tonight for a station event there. You can enter to win a whole group outing to 100 Acres Manor by going to 93.7thefan.com. Chris Mack will be your chaperone for that, which is probably for the best, because if that was Starkey, I feel like he would not be the best tour guide through
Starkey,
a haunted house.
There would be a minimum requirement of weight you're able to carry when he jumps into your arms at the first scare.
Speaking of scared, how frightened are you by Artie Burns being forced in to the line of duty here?
Very.
No Steven Nelson. Everything coming out of Steelers practice this week suggests, and Burns said it to reporters, that he will probably start.
I'm very apprehensive
against Philip Rivers.
That. Very. They're going to pick on him. How many times is Rivers going to throw at him? 15? They don't run the ball that much there. They're gonna pick at him constantly. And I didn't think I would say, hey, wow, I'm bummed out that Steven Nelson's not playing, but he had been surprisingly good this year, I thought. Now, granted, the Chargers were familiar with him, seeing him twice a year in those Kansas City matchups, but still, I don't care if they were familiar with and thought they could exploit him. They're definitely going to think they can exploit Burns.
The last time Artie Burns started, Pitt's Tyler Boyd caught a touchdown pass, and after the game, he said of Burns' coverage, "It was the easiest touchdown I've scored in, wait for it, my entire life." Burns backpedaled into the end zone and let Tyler Boyd, he was playing soft coverage deep into the end zone, and like, I think he wanted to just tackle the receiver, like, I'll keep the play in front of me. Problem was,
didn't Boyd catch,
it was the end zone.
Didn't Boyd just catch the ball standing still almost on that play?
Only two defensive plays this year for a reason for
Artie. You know what? We had heard a bunch of stuff about Artie's been better. He's had a better camp. He's going to make the team. Then the proof was in the pudding, realistically, about what they thought of him. Two plays, like you just said. That's what they think of Artie Burns.
Coming up next, Artie Burns in, Mason Rudolph out. Will the Steelers win in L.A. and turn their season around? We'll give our thoughts and close up shop for the day. It's the PM team.
Completely overnight or within a week, you know, circumstances change. You know, this offense really can build around a Hall of Fame quarterback. And I tease the guys, you know, we play with a lot of 3 and 4 and 5 wide receivers, and we practice a lot of that. And all of a sudden, maybe that's not where we're at right now.
No, it's not. Randy Fichtner taking the troops into L.A., led by General Duck Hodges. And the 1-4 Steelers at the 2-3 Chargers. That, my friends, is what's at stake. Brought to you by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, the perfect steak every time. Dante Moncrief in, James Washington ruled out, Benny Snell football in, with Jalen Samuels out for a month. Artie Burns in with Steven Nelson, questionable on the injury report. However, Burns told reporters that he's in, which is going to really... Chris, we're going to figure out if that old expression that you'd hear when you were in grade school and somebody mouthed off or screwed up, if one bad apple really spoils the bunch.
With Artie.
Is Artie Burns so bad that he could take what has been a really good defense for the last month?
I'm going to stop you right there. Yes. You know why? He plays at a position where you can't hide, right? You can have a guy play zone, but already played soft zone against Tyler Boyd and gave Tyler Boyd a touchdown so easy. They said it was the easiest in his entire career.
Is Burns bad enough to make you change your prediction for this game?
No.
What is the Chris Muller score prediction then?
23-20 Steelers.
Why?
I still think their defense is going to be good. You asked me, could one bad apple ruin the bunch? Yes, it could, because he's playing at an exposed spot on the field. But I don't think it will, because I think the rest of their defense is going to play well enough. I think they're going to be sure tackling. I think they're going to force Philip Rivers to sustain long drives. And as much as Philip Rivers is a guy who can beat you single-handedly. He can give away some games with bad turnovers, too. He put their game against, I want to say it was Indy in the season opener, in peril with a really bad interception late. Then Indy got it back, drove all the way down the field, forced overtime in that game. I just don't trust him to put the Steelers away. And I think they're going to hang around. It's going to be a close game throughout. And I got a weird feeling that Duck's going to get it done.
With Moncrief?
On like a
supporting role?
Here's my prediction. The game is 20-20 with under 7 minutes left, and Duck gets him down the field for a game-winning field goal.
Wow.
I think Moncrief has at least 5 catches.
Any touchdowns?
No, I'll say 5 and like 50 yards, the old AB minimum milestones for him. Do you think one bad apple can spoil the bunch?
Yeah, because I saw it happen last year when Philip Rivers said, let me play the game pre-snap of finding out if Vince Williams is, oh, he is. He's across from Keenan Allen. I think I'll go there.
So the bad apple in that bunch was, and I know I got on your case an hour and a half ago for ripping Mike Tomlin gratuitously. That was Mike Tomlin and Keith Butler, almost more than the player, was it not?
Yes.
I mean, that like a defensively suicidal game plan to put a linebacker on the other team's best receiver.
And I think the name of the game here is Joe Hayden can't cover Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. Whoever Hayden is not on, that's where Rivers goes with the ball. The Chargers are 4th in time of possession in the NFL, even though they don't run the ball. Short passing game, kind of like what the Steelers have done with Ben Roethlisberger the last year and a half
kind of
until
what
he got hurt.
Has been tortured by with the Patriots
and,
for years.
Yes, and I think death by 1,000 paper cuts. Rivers going up and down the field with these little passes, and then the occasional shot on Burns. And I just see Hodges on the sideline next to Ben, and they're just standing there watching Rivers. I think Ben will make the trip, right? Hodges needs his Obi-Wan Kenobi. He needs his Yoda for
Obi-Wan
this game.
Thronobi.
He needs Ben to talk to during.
I think Ben sees a lot of himself in the sense that Hodges was not given a chance of being very good, and people overlooked him all the way through the college level and into the pros. I think Ben, if there is any kind of real animus with he and Mason Rudolph, I think it's the opposite with he and Devlin Hodges. I think he kind of likes the kid.
I think he does too. In fact, I'm pretty sure I know that he does.
I just think that he respects the fact that he has, you know, pursued it to this point and gotten this far.
My score in this game is Chargers 27, Steelers 15. I think they try to establish the run game way too much. I think we see them. I think their wrinkle in this game is going to be, oh, you haven't seen Benny Snell before.
Oh, God.
And we see them try to get physical with the Chargers. And that's the way they go about this game at first. And I think that's going to put them in a hole. And I think Hodges will try to bring them back, but not enough weapons. There aren't enough good, healthy wide receivers right now. Vance McDonald will play, but I don't think he's exactly at 100%.
They have Casey Hayward, who can lock up Smith-Schuster, one of the better cover guys in the league,
yeah,
one-on-one. I don't know. I'm going with the gut again, and frankly, the gut was right last week against Baltimore, but for a crap roughing the passer call that I think was a large determining factor in the Ravens winning that game, and but for Juju fumbling the game away. The gut was right.
I think the Chargers, this would be the dare if I'm them. You ready?
Okay.
I would say, well, San Francisco stacked the box, and they tried to make Rudolph beat them. Mm-hmm. The Chargers love playing 6 defensive backs.
So make Devlin Hodges throw it all the way down the field repeatedly.
Make the Steelers' run game beat them. The run game that averages, they've got one run of 15 yards or more this year.
By Benjamin Snell football. James Conner has I think a run of 14.
I think the Chargers will respect the pass game.
Respect the duck? All right, well, I got 23-20 Steelers on a gut feeling that they keep kind of hope alive for one extra week, or actually two.
How many touchdowns does Burns give up?
He gives up one of them.
Does he get benched immediately for Justin Lane?
No, because I think Justin Lane might be worse right now. Can we devote, like, just 45 seconds
Chris,
to
the floor
something?
Is yours, my friend. If you need to get something off your chest before the weekend, I'm going to give you the opportunity.
You. Well, you responded negatively to this as well. Our producer in there, Craig Riley. Craig's a smart guy. Craig's a man
of the baseball man. He covered the Pirates for 6 months.
He has seen a lot of pitchers in their primes right now. He has talked to a lot of older pitchers.
Bob Walk,
long
Steve
since
Blass.
Retired. Legend Steve Blass, one of the most legendary Game 7 gut check performances
Amen.
In history.
Preach.
Craig Riley comes up with the following hypothetical, I believe. I believe it was his own creation.
Do you want to let me phrase this myself so we get it out correctly?
Not really, but go ahead.
At what age would a former elite pitcher in Major League Baseball have to reach before you could get a hit off them?
And what was your initial answer?
No, I didn't give an answer. I just asked the question.
Well, you said 50.
No, I did not. I asked you the question, and I was surprised by both of you saying 70, and I think Andrew said 80. I didn't give a number at first. I said I was just shocked at what you guys said.
Sure.
You were shocked when I said that 72-year-old Nolan Ryan would absolutely dominate you.
Work you over in three pitches.
And you said, and I quote, that geriatric?
I did. I may have used that word, but not about him.
Then about who?
I don't even remember who, but no.
Sounds like someone doesn't want Nolan to come up here and give an old-fashioned Texas ass-whooping.
No, I am shocked that 72-year-old pitchers could still bring it like that, if that's what you're telling me.
Listen, I think right now, if I stepped into a batter's box against Steve Blass, he would humiliate me in three pitches.
I guess I have more faith in you.
Bob Walk would extra humiliate me.
Bob Walk is a little bit younger than Steve. That's
He's
a different
62.
Ball game. That's a 15-year difference, right? A lot changes in 15 years.
You know, there are fantasy camps for this. I think Blast pitches. Dude, we should get you down there and just have you get absolutely...
I may be down at spring training this year, so I ask
Blast
if I can step in.
Just go high and tight on Craig for three straight pitches and say, it's 3-0 now, you've got your best chance, and then intentionally hit you with the fourth pitch.
Hold on, did you hear what he just did there, by the way? He sneaked it in.
What?
He goes, I'm probably going to be at spring training this year.
Greasing the skids.
Now listen, though, here's the thing. I have worked with Bob Walk. I now know Bob Walk. If he catches wind that I've said this, 100% chance I'm taking one right to the head on the first pitch.
Mm. Okay.
Well, that paints Bob Walk as kind of a sociopath. You don't want to do that.
No, it paints me as being in over my head probably on this.
Well, you're
probably
in over your head on
yes,
almost everything.
Absolutely.
Probably. Did you even play high school baseball?
Sure didn't.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.